How has
your experience with the deliverance ministry kind of helped strengthen your belief in hell? You're seeing that reality and the necessity to talk about it.
Well, in a certain sense, I don't even have to believe in the demons, because I've had to stare them right in the face. I've had showdowns with them. I mean, I've been on 35 different major exorcisms, and I've seen it all. I've seen people be thrown across all the way across the church. I've seen people suddenly disappear and be the other side of the room. I mean, I've seen people who were speaking languages they couldn't know. I've seen it all. I don't have any doubt that there's a demonic world, and I've had to contend with it. And when you have to do these things, you know, you get hooks and you catch arrows, and you have to sometimes take time out and go and just have somebody pray over you. The dark world is very, very real, and I've had to stare. I was just laughing in both despair as well as ridicule when the superior of the Jesuit says, "Well, Satan does not really exist. He's not a real person. It's an analog. It's an image, an allegory." Oh, well, Jesus never got that memo. You know, Jesus didn't cast out allegories. Jesus didn't get tempted three times in the wilderness by an allegory. That's a real demonic person he encountered, a fallen angel. And so you see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just laughing, because one day he says, "You're going to have to look that demon in the face. I'm going to tell you, you're going to find out he's very, very real." So again, when I say I don't really need faith, I mean, I do, but you know, there's a saying that once you see, you don't need faith anymore.
Yeah.
Nor do you need hope. So again, I think at the end of the day, I would simply say he's very, very real. But here's the better part. I've also seen the power of God to cast out demons. Jesus, his holy name, the laying on of priest hands, the touch of a stole, holy water, relics. And boy, thank you, Mother Mama. When Mary shows up and does her mama bear, it is amazing to see the power of demons going, you know, Mary and the saints and the relics, all these things that God has given us to cast out demons. I'm not saying it all just happens snap of the finger. It takes work, but at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, it works. Sacraments are real. I've never put my stole on anymore again the same way before Mass without realizing I'm putting on. It's just sparkling with divine energy. It's an amazing thing. So I can only say that it's very, the battle is real. And I don't want to talk much more of it. I don't like to announce, I still do some of them, but I would just only say this much, that please don't think much of exorcists any more than an ordinary priest, because frankly, we're the ones who they make take out the trash. We're the ones who have to take out the trash. Being an exorcist is very humiliating, humbling, and very, very, very hard. But I can only say that I thank God. I know I'm not doing this. It's Jesus and our Blessed Lady.
Well, I think that's an amazing thing to say, and I think that it did give you an opportunity, I imagine, to see how much we need salvation and how much we can't do that. It's things that are more powerful than us that
it makes it very, very real.
That the salvation aspect, we really are being saved from something, someone.
Yeah.